McLean shoots, that's a right arm, saved by Dostal, who has been superb in the goal for us. Up in the air, down the ice, Killorn shoots it there. 6 seconds left, down to 3, 2, 1, and this game is history, and the Anaheim Ducks have won the game against the Islanders in their home state. A 3-1 final.
A big time performance. Steve, you said it. The Dost wall coming up big yet again, but just so many more Ducks players buzzing in this one in comparison to the last two games. Although it wasn't a terrible effort there, first game of this Eastern swing, it just wasn't enough to take down the Blue Shirts, and then it was an all-out tough tilt. The last one versus the Devils, this squad regrouped, laid everything out there on that UBS Arena ice in order to seal this one. What a performance. Dosti on out, 3-1 victory.
All right. I know you want to get to the post game. Any final thought as we head towards Pittsburgh? Doesn't get easier, but this should give the team a little confidence and momentum, I would think.
Oh, I hope it's the case. And throughout the ebbs and flows of being a player in the National Hockey League, being a team in the National Hockey League, nothing's perfect. This win here by the Ducks, by any stretch of the imagination, wasn't perfect, but they ended up getting the job done. And who knows, maybe that's the same case as this Ducks team makes their way to Pittsburgh. It's the backup game. It is the top players being the top guys. That was certainly the case here tonight. Troy Terry, Leo Carlson, the same guys getting it done all season long. Get it done yet again here at UBS Arena. A big-time performance, a big 2 points, and look, it's got to be the same exact way this upcoming game in Pittsburgh.
All right, we'll take a break. Want to thank Mike Carigliano, our onside engineer, the folks back home, SoCal, including Alexis Downey, who you'll hear from in just a moment. Again, the Ducks win against the Islanders 3-1. Thanks for listening, and please join us in a couple of nights when the Ducks play the Pittsburgh Penguins. So long for all of us. Enjoy the victory. And we'll talk to you from Pittsburgh in 2 nights. And you've been listening to Ducks Hockey tonight and all season long so far on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, 2 shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks get a 3-1 victory on the road at UBS Arena tonight over the New York Islanders and improve on their current road trip. Now finally getting a win here. Alexis Downey joined by Emerson Edom, who is on Long Island right now. Emmer, what was your initial reaction to the way the Ducks were able to get this win here tonight?
Well, when they scored first here in tonight's game, I thought, well, maybe are we going to see a little deja vu? What we saw there at Prudential Center versus the New Jersey Devils, but it was indeed not the case. The Ducks strung together quite the first period, and not that it didn't come with its low moments of Ducks play, but for the most part, you got to give the nod to the better team, and that was the Anaheim Ducks through 20. Just not only a great and a huge power play goal by Leo Carlson, just feeding that one through, tipping it home. I mean, it was just a great play, and look, this is a you said it, AD, the power play, they needed to find their legs and just get some, gain any kind of momentum here tonight. And how about that? You have two power play goals there to start out the scoring for the Ducks. And less is more for this Ducks power play. And that's exactly what happened on that first one where you had Petrano just coming off the wall and good net front presence for Leo. But I think that's a sign of good things to come. Less is more, quick passes. I thought the set breakouts and throughout the neutral zone was a lot cleaner, better support on the entry. And I just think a lot of the things this Ducks power play did, they got to continue to do.
Maybe we got to start talking about the power play a little bit more in the pregame show if that's going to be the case. The Ducks getting two power play goals on three chances here tonight. Let's get into the highlights now and hear those power play goals starting in the first period. Leo Carlson, 14:05 into the first period.
Here's a centering feed. Carlson for Terry goes forehand, whack at it, and some protection in front of the New York goal in the person primarily there of Scott Mayfield. And then the Ducks get it back and score! Leo Carlson with time winding down in the Islander minor. It's 1-0 for the good guys.
What a deflection from Leo Carlson. He was right in front of Sorokin's eyes. He moves slightly out of the way at the last second, opens up that blade. That puck goes top shelf. It's 1-0 Ducks.
Emmer, only one shot on that power play, and it goes in.
Yeah, it was just a thing of beauty, but it wasn't that it was some magical individual, you know, one-on-one dangle. It was a thing of beauty because, like I said earlier, less is more, and there's something beautiful about that. Just seeing open ice, Frank Vatrona did there on that far side flank and rounding out the top of the circle and firing it home. What a deflection from Leo. I just two top Ducks players being counted on to do big things, and they did that early on.
They certainly did, and the Ducks kept that lead after one period of play, 1-0, even though the Islanders were out shooting them 13-9 after the first period. Into the second, Lukáš Dostál, we keep talking about him, how good he's been this season, and he deserves all the love from this win tonight. He had a big save midway through the period on Scott Mayfield.
And back comes Anaheim. Oh, a solid hit on Lundestrom. I hope he's all right. His helmet left him, and he is keeled over going to the Ducks bench. He might have lost his breath there for a little bit. Then a shot in front of Dostal. Rolled by him, but didn't cross the goal line.
A great initial save by the Dostal, and a great job by Ducks captain Radko Gudas clearing the blue paint and that puck to the corner.
Love Gudas helping his buddy there, Dostal, on that play.
Puck just trickled right behind on the initial save. He got a piece of that, but Radko Gudas, count on him for creating that secondary layer of support right behind the Dostal, slapping that thing to the corner and getting the clear. What a sequence of events.
Dostal, like I said, big night tonight, 41 of 42 overall, and the Ducks just kept it rolling in the second period. Troy Terry on the power play. Once again, he extends his point streak to 8 games, and he gets his 100th career NHL goal.
And here goes the Anaheim Ducks.
And guess who just scored? Number 19, Troy Terry, by taking the opportunity to go from the faceoff circle to the right of their goaltender, Sorokin, to in front. And then he gets a pass from his teammate and puts it by Ilya Sorokin. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Anaheim Ducks. And that was a very pretty play.
Solid goal there by Troy Terry. And congratulations are in order to him, Emmer.
Yeah, count on me for discussing the play, overlapping on his goal for his 100th. that away, Emmer. No,
it's just, okay.
It happens.
It
and
it does.
It was a great call there by Steve following it up. And no, it was just he demanded the respect there around goaltender Sorokin. He just kept backing up, positioning himself, and lowering that hand on that stick, creating that leverage, and it seemed like he wouldn't be denied on that goal. He had a great level of assertiveness, getting low, bending those knees, and eventually roofing that one right under the bar.
A nice helper there from Mason McTavish. He had a two-point night in this one. We moved into the third, and that's when the Islanders were finally able to get on the board for them. A power play goal, Matthew Barzal on this one. It was a perfect one-timer, and Dostal a little bit upset with that one.
But Toronto, 52 seconds left. Fabry, a minute 31 left in his minor. Tough time here. Ducks need to kill this off. You don't want them back in the game. Barzal sets it up. A shot. It's blocked by Gudas, who looks to be a little struck, a little hurt by that shot. Still in front of the net, trying to clear some room. A drive way out there by Dobson. Missed. And I'm two men short. Gudas is out with Fowler. And Lundestrom trying to kill it off Nelson. A blast! Owen Dostal came out, saved. Another drive! Went wide, glove side.
The Dostal keeps coming up big, and here's Dobson with the puck.
Oh, and another block. This one by Lundestrom. Another drive, fanned on by Palmieri. Another shot, saved by Dostal on a shot by Horvat. What a goaltending exhibition he's putting on right now. Another chance for Dobson. Side of the net. Horvat a shot. They score! Well, the first penalty had just expired. And a guy that's tough to stop all night long, wearing 13, Matthew Barzal, finally found some room. There wasn't much that Dostal could do on that. But the Ducks kill off one, allow a goal. And New York gets on the board for the first time. The lead is 2-1 Anaheim.
That was an important part in the third period. 5-on-3 turned, then 5-on-4 at the end of that, Emmer. And he just saw Dostal just look behind him and shrug his shoulders. He wanted that one back.
Yeah, it just, I think 6-7 saves. he did his part within that whole sequence. And it really personifies how he played and how he plays every game. I mean, I always say, whether it's Reimer, Gibby, or the Dostal, just they'll get the second, third, oftentimes even fourth save initially. But, you know, it's just sometimes a little bit too much, as the case was that sequence. But Steve saying save after save from Lukasz there, it's telling. I mean, he played lights out yet again, and unfortunately Barzal was able to thread the needle there, find that perfect window on the short side high. But if it wasn't for the dose wall there, they would have popped one a lot earlier in that sequence.
And at that time on the ice was Cam Fowler, Radko Gudas, and Isaac Lindstrom, as we heard on that call from Steve. A couple blocks in there, too, big blocks, and just kind of wearing those three down on that penalty kill for the Ducks. But they would hold on, and they would get it done. It was Frank Vatrano getting his first of the season, an empty netter to give the Ducks their 3-1 win.
Here comes New York, led by Barzal. Watch him closely, folks. Little backhand feed to the right-hand corner. 1:10 to go, third period. That was Killorn who lost the stick. There's another broken stick, and right in front of him. Hey, here's Killorn to Vatrano. Open net, scores! Attaboy! 58.4 left. The Ducks lead 3-1.
So, Emerson, in looking at this game tonight, what impressed you about this Ducks team that they were able to really show off?
Yeah, I think it was more of a complete game. Not to say it was the full 60 minutes, but it was definitely close enough to take advantage of, I must say, an Islander team that I know on other nights is going to look better. Now, the Anaheim Ducks, they took advantage, but if you look at the shots on goal to end the game, some serious separation still for the home squad in this game. So how the coaching staff will handle this, I don't know. You got to give credit where credit's due, but you still got to remind the guys, look, they were ahead for a good 20 shots on goal. How are we going to change that? We know that if that's the case on other nights, we're not going to prevail. So the message has got to be very rational and healthy from the coaching staff. You got the win. Good job, boys. But we got to work on that shots on goal total. I know that's going to be the message heading into next game in Pittsburgh.
I know you bringing that up there, the Islanders, now it was just corrected, 41 shots on goal for them, but I was noticing the Ducks had 25 blocked shots in addition to that, so it just speaks to how much the Islanders were shooting tonight.
It's unbelievable. It was Ross Johnson, he seemed to be like a guy that continued to get in front of those shots from the aisles. Radko Gudas is always there fronting Lukasz Dostal and fronting a lot of those shots. So I know he was blocking quite a few. But then you'd have Frank Vatrano. And you know, oftentimes he's one of the guys who's chipping in on the block shot count. But just guys that, you don't create a total team-wide like that without guys stepping in that maybe don't block as much shots as some of the guys I named earlier. So it was a solid team effort. Let's put it this way. If they could take it up a notch, I think they're going to do just fine in Pittsburgh. This is a struggling Pittsburgh team. And I know I'll have to check in on that score here right after I get off air in preparation for this next game. I know they're in a tight one tonight. But look, it's not going to be easy. I think if this Ducks team builds off of the good things they did here at UBS Arena, that they're going to have a great shot at coming out with the 2 points in Pittsburgh.
I hope that's the case as well, Emmer. And just thinking back to that game in Pittsburgh last year, it was an exciting win. That goal from Mason McTavish, I don't think I'll ever forget that one. So good that he had 2 points tonight. Still looking for his first goal on the year. Maybe we'll see it in Pittsburgh again.
Yeah, and look, I remember that game too. Boy, was he lights out the first quarter of last season. I got a hunch that with a big performance tonight, he's going to be back on track and playing the way we all know Mason McTavish can play. That's that aggressive, gritty nature, like a bull, taking those pucks towards the blue paint, drawing penalties. So I think it was a step in the right direction here for Mason McTavish tonight.
Thanks for joining us, Emerson. Safe travels to Pittsburgh, and get ready for Halloween. It'll be Halloween on Thursday, too, you know?
That's right, and let's spook out the Penguins, huh, with 2 points and have a happy plane. And actually, we're not leaving till Friday, which is a change in our travel compared to most. We just take off right after the game. So hopefully we get a nice night there, Halloween night in Pittsburgh before we're on the way home Friday. But appreciate it, AD. I had a blast here on the postgame show, and it's always more fun when you're winning hockey games. So big win tonight.
Big win for the Anaheim Ducks. 3-1, the final in the island, on the island there, and getting the W, moving along in their road trip. When we come back, we'll be talking more about this win for the Anaheim Ducks tonight. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K, presented by Arrowhead Water, returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park and Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for joining us back on this post-game show, celebrating a Ducks 3-1 win over the Islanders tonight. It's just a good effort by the team in this one. As Emerson and I were talking in the last segment, not exactly a complete game, but definitely lots of signs of improvement as far as the compete level here tonight, the skating, and just the power play looking so good on that end. So lots of good things to talk about, but I want to start first, of course, by getting to the text line. As always, thank you for sending us your thoughts on the game, because they were pretty positive on this end tonight. So starting here, great looking game. So many improvements from the Devils game. The key one is some good rest. Maybe it's the optimism talking, but could Cutter be the new Sonny to Z's Michigan? Oh, these young pairings of Leo and Olin and Cutter and Z seem powerful. Happy Frank was finally able to get on the board. Well-deserved after that tripping penalty. Let's go Ducks. Yeah, that tripping penalty was just looked like they got a little mixed up in the neutral zone. And, you know, Man, I feel so bad for Frank right now. His eye is not looking too good after taking that puck a couple games ago. But, you know, it's just icing it. Looks like it'll hopefully go down, and the swelling hasn't been too bad. His vision's still pretty good if he was able to get that empty net goal here tonight. But, yeah, talking about these young pairings, I mean, Olin Zellweger has been very impressive the last couple games. And, you know, I like what we've seen out of Leo as well. Obviously, him getting a goal here tonight. I was looking at some of his stats. He has points in three of his last four games now. And that's exactly what you want from your number one center, especially a guy like Leo Carlson. We know who can be and is very, very talented. And I think that, honestly, it's kind of helping Olin in some ways because, you know, Olin is a confident kid, and he's got the right mentality when he plays too. You know, he doesn't, I don't think he looks at his size as a downside for him, but I really like what we've been seeing out of those two in particular. Cutter tonight, great to see from Cutter. You know, he played alongside Z. I think that could be a good pairing in the sense of that they can learn a bit from each other. They're both highly talented offensive players. Both have a really strong skill set in terms of just their creativity too. Cutter was a goal scorer. I mean, he still is. We're still waiting to see it. Obviously, when you get to the NHL level, I think it's kind of the goaltending too. When you look at it, the goaltending's a lot stronger at the NHL level than it is in college hockey. So that could be a little bit of it for Cutter. But I know in our pregame, we were talking about for our Duck Stream poll tonight, which Anaheim Duck was going to lead the team in shots on goal. Everyone predicted Cutter. And for those that did, hey, he tied with Frank Vatrano. Both of them had four shots on goal in this game tonight. So good to see that. You know, Z also has been a bit more noticeable as well. And I think that this was just an overall good game for the Ducks to, you know, end their time in New York and then get over to Pittsburgh and hopefully get another win on Thursday. Another text that we have here, Daniel from Corona. Hello, Daniel. Another beauty by Dost Wall and a Ducks dub. Happy to see Frank get a goal, even if it was an empty net. A goal is a goal. Let's take this momentum to Pittsburgh and get another one. Yeah, like I said, just great to see Frank finally get that first one. And as I was talking about actually in the last post game show, you know, it's kind of a mental thing to get that first goal. So I think for Frank, you know, finally getting that one, hopefully we're going to see his numbers start to rise. And also, I mean, I was thinking about it some more. You know, he played in a line that he's very comfortable with going back to the majority of early last season when he was alongside McTavish and Strome. So the three of them reunited, I think, is a good thing. And, you know, they certainly put on a little bit of pressure there tonight. Dost Wall, I mean, what can't we say about him at this point? He has been so good for the Anaheim Ducks this season. You know, this was his seventh start of the nine games now played for the team. And I went back because I was curious to see how many times he has had to make 40 or more saves. And in his young career, he's had to do it. This is now his eighth time. Going through all of his NHL games that he's played over the last few seasons, he's made 40 or more saves eight times now. And, you know, of course, getting this win here tonight, good sign on that end. The last time he had to do that this season was in that Colorado game. So happy for Lukasz Dost Wall. He made some pretty incredible saves tonight in particular, where you just see his vision for the ice. It's almost like how does he see through the guys in front of him sometimes? But he's really agile, and he kind of has a good sense, and like you see him move, you know, before a play. And that's what you want to see, you know, out of goaltenders, always being able to kind of predict where the play is going. And he's very smart. So great stuff from Lukasz Dost Wall, you know, keeping the Ducks in this one too, because 41 shots on net by the Islanders is not something that you're going to be wanting to keep night in and night out. So Ducks going to need to close that gap a little bit. And we knew going into the game that the Islanders have struggled to score a lot this season. They haven't struggled to put up shots on goal, but they have struggled to score. So they were throwing pucks all night long and trying to get traffic to the net. But the Ducks successfully and with some help, obviously, from Lukasz, you know, able to only let one in. And that was on that, as we were saying, the 5-on-3 and then turned into 5-on-4, and the Ducks having to kill that, and just some tired legs there, some block shots, a lot of block shots in this one. So another text that we have here, Red from Buena Park. Red, hello. He said, despite the Ducks giving up 42 shots, which it was then, might I add, it was then corrected to 41. The NHL always likes to go back and change the stats after the game. Sometimes I don't catch it, but I did catch it here tonight. They did a good job protecting the net and block shots from getting to Dostal, especially in the third. Power play was very effective with multiple chances. Troy Terry fact. Ooh, a Troy Terry fact. He has scored or assisted on 38% of the Ducks' 21 goals. Need more depth scorers to start scoring more. Yeah, you know, that's something that we knew going into this season was going to play a part into the year, because last year, I mean, Frank Vetrano, led on that end by far. He was the Ducks' best goal scorer last year, obviously the All-Star too. But when you look at goals down the line, I mean, Troy obviously leading the team on that end now, but you got to get some more scoring going. And I think that's why they've been still shuffling the lines a little bit to see how the chemistry kind of builds between certain pairings and whatnot. But definitely got to see some more scoring through the lineup. And I know Emerson also talked a bit through the game about how much he liked the fourth line in this one here tonight. And I thought that they had certainly a couple really good shifts early in the second period. In particular, they were putting on good pressure, and Brock McGinn has looked good this season too. I want to give him some credit. I know I did last game too, but I mean, what he had to go through to come back and to look the way he hasn't even looks like he doesn't look like he skipped a beat. He's flying all over the ice. So, you know, great to see on that end as well. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking about this Ducks win here tonight, look ahead to the future for their game on Thursday, and catch up on some other games happening around the NHL here tonight. So we'll be right back.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen. You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
All right, we're back with the post-game show. I want to go through a couple of the stats here tonight in this Ducks victory on the island. So only 22 shots on goal by Anaheim in this one, and a number that needs to go up because, you know, looking at the last game, you know, against the Devils, only 26, and then going back previous to that, the Rangers game, 32. So actually on the lower end, despite the outcome in this one. So hopefully can get some more going in the game in Pittsburgh. Faceoff circle, just about 33% there. Now, New York, going into this one, we knew they were really good on faceoffs, one of the top teams in the NHL on that end. So, you know, it's an area that hopefully some continued growth we're going to see from the Ducks there. I know that at one point early, after two periods of play, yes, I'm looking at it right now, Ryan Strome was doing really well in the faceoffs, but he ended the night 63%. He led the Ducks on that end. And so that was good to see, but definitely got to, as a team, up that number. 25 block shots. Emerson and I talked a bit about that. The Ducks also had 22 hits compared to the Islanders 16. The Islanders only also had 14 block shots. So just some numbers there. And, of course, the Ducks going 2-for-3 on the power play. Good number to come away with tonight. And then a couple last things I wanted to mention about this game here tonight. I always like to take a couple notes throughout the game. Going back to that first period, I was mentioning how the Islanders, you know, were shooting from all ends of the ice or all parts of the ice tonight and getting a lot of shots off. But the one thing I noticed in this game was that some of those chances weren't necessarily those high danger scoring chances that you worry about. They were, so I think on that end, definitely a good thing for the Ducks defensively, you know, not getting shots off the rush or really not getting those follow throughs at the net. The Ducks were able to protect the net front a lot better here tonight, unlike how they were against the Devils, giving up a few at the net in that last game. So that was an improvement on the defensive end of play. Also, second period, Isaac Lundestrom. Oh my goodness. I was so worried about him. His helmet fell off. He went to the locker room, but came back out. Maybe the wind was just knocked out of him. He skated right into JG Pageau. So in the neutral zone. So glad he's okay, but man, we got to protect Lundy because he's having it rough through this first bit of October. So, and the last couple things, you know, talking about how this was definitely more of a complete effort, but not the full 60 that we want to see. And hopefully we do get to see that full 60 in Pittsburgh on Thursday. It's Halloween night. The Ducks are going to be taking on the Penguins. It'll be a 4 o'clock start. And in looking, the Penguins were hosting the Minnesota Wild tonight. It was a special night, too, because it was Marc-Andre Fleury's likely last game in Pittsburgh. And they were able to get the victory. The Minnesota Wild came away. So Penguins falling in that one. So now we know that they're going to be heading into the game on Thursday with a loss there. So that is maybe a good thing for the Ducks in a sense. I think they're going to be riding some energy from this game tonight. And hopefully they would close it out after those first two games on the trip. They just take that intensity and hopefully take the power play too, should they get those chances and use that in the game on Thursday. So as I said, a 4 o'clock start. We'll have the pregame show for you at 3:30 and we'll be getting set for that last road trip game before the Ducks come home for quite a few games to start the month of November. One last thing I wanted to mention, because I know we live in SoCal and there's a big game going on. So we got to wrap up this postgame show so we can watch the end of it. The World Series going on right now. Yankees got a lead over the Dodgers 6-4, bottom of the sixth. It's time to get going. We got to go watch the rest of that game. But if you want to stick around and hear the replay, because you want to hear the Ducks win once again, the Ducks over the Islanders, that replay is going to be after the break. Otherwise, as always, thank you so much for tuning in for the postgame show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mixed Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC.
It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.